"I've got the video," Ricky said. "What?" Grit asked. "The video of Lawson's death. But the office always makes one for the church in case members want a copy. I just called and asked for one." "Have you seen it?" Grit asked. "Have I ever?" Ricky pulled the DVD out of its sleeve and pushed it in the slot. "You've got to see this." Grit handed him the remote and headed for the dining table. "Have you eaten?" Grace asked, hoping he had. "Yeah," Ricky answered, his eyes on the TV. He fast-forwarded through the sermon while Grace filled two plates and cut up Grit's steak, insisting he rest his arm. After watching Lawson fall, Ricky hit the pause button. The pulpit, centered between the deacons and the choir, stood empty, except for Lawson's Bible. "Watch this," Ricky said. Gail's camera was running on closed circuit after the broadcast ended. Grit laid down his fork. Grace did the same. Ricky hit play. Stricken deacons and stunned choir members sat motionless until a tall coloratura stood, screamed an A above high C, and fainted. 93 robe-draped figures flapped their large white wings and rose in mass like a flock of frightened seagulls. Dark-suited deacons waddled stiffly toward the camera, presumably to the aid of their fallen pastor. "Okay," Ricky said. He pointed to a choir member kneeling with her back to the camera. "Keep an eye on her." Madam X, without showing her face, rose deliberately and moved to the pulpit, where her subsequent actions were hidden by long flowing sleeves. "Gail's camera went off right about here," Ricky said. "But watch this last second." Madam X stepped to her right, revealing the pulpit, sans Bible, just before the screen shredded to noisy gray. "Did you see that?" Ricky exulted. "Yeah," Grit said. "Show it again, but shut off the sound. That soprano nearly deafened me." Ricky obliged three times. Grit and Grace let their steaks grow cold. "I've never seen that woman before," Ricky said. "If she's a choir member, she's new to me." "Me too," Grit said. "And the robe is different," Grace said. "The rest of the robes have dolman sleeves. Hers are kimono." Ricky and Grit looked at Grace blankly. "A dolman sleeve has a seam," Ricky interrupted. "I don't want to know," he said. "We don't speak fashion," Grit added. "We get it," Ricky said. "She's not a real choir member." "Do we know she is a she?" Grace asked. "It's really hard to tell under that robe, and that hair looks fake." "Run it again," Grit said. On the fourth go-round, Grace asked Ricky to pause the shot of the Bible on the empty pulpit. "Look," she said, "Lawson's glass is missing." "Right," Ricky said. "He knocked it to the floor when he fell. Do you want to see that?" Ricky pointed the remote. "Run it to the end again first," Grit said. "I'd like to think I can tell the difference between a man and a woman." He couldn't. None of them could, although all agreed the hair was fake, and Grace caught a glimpse of decidedly masculine brown footwear. "Well, so much for that," Ricky said. "I'll back it up to where Lawson drops the glass." The death scene from Cale's camera angle was up close and personal. Lawson, red-faced and sweating, lurched toward the camera, swiping the pulpit and slinging the water glass to the very spot where Madam X later knelt. The dying pastor looked rapturously heavenward, clutched his chest, and in gaping profile fell mercifully out of camera range. The trio of would-be detectives sat waiting for closure or inspiration, or both. "Phew," Grit said. "I don't ever want to see that again." Ricky and Grace agreed. "What time is it?" she asked. "I promised Mother I would be home before 8. "You can't go before you finish your steak," Grace said. "And I want to know what you think this mystery choir member has to do with Lawson's death." "It's 7:30, Ricky said, checking his phone. "You've got time."
"Not for both," Grace said. She pushed her plate to Grit's side of the table. "Eat this tomorrow. There's lots for me to eat at Mother's."
"So what do you think?" Grit asked.
"I really don't know. He or she was not supposed to be there, but was it a murder?"
"Yes," Ricky said. "Pastor Lawson was poisoned. Why else would someone want that glass?"
"I don't know," Grace said. "I'll have to think about it."
"Nobody does it better," Grit said. Grace left the table and picked up her purse.
You are going to take the video to the police.
Grit nodded and moved to the door, blocking her exit.
Close your eyes, Ricky, he said, pulling Grace close.
Ricky laughed but turned his head as the two kissed goodnight.